great.
Indigo Girls on Modern Rock Live, and we're just having a fun time here in the studio. The phone number is 1-800-223-ROCK, and we're going to talk to Dale in Albany on WEQX. Hi, Dale.
Hi. I was just wondering, a lot of your music seems to come from personal places, and is it hard for you to get up on a stage and sing that to people, to kind of bare your soul to the world?
Well, for me, it's easy. It's probably easier to do it from stage than it would be, you know, from somewhere else. There's a security that you get, I think, from being on stage. And I think our listeners, I feel like, you know, we share and it's cool. And I don't mind being vulnerable to that, as far as I'm concerned. What do you think, Emily?
I agree with you. I think it's something that we've never thought about. And it's just, we write songs about the things that we think about. And obviously we think about things that are attached to our personal lives. And so we just sing about them. It's just a very unthought about thing.
You have a real intense fan base. I mean, real, and they travel around to see you and everything like that.
Do you
recognize people as you go to each city?
Yeah, they're great.
Sure.
That's great. Let's talk to Yvonne in Chicago on Q101. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, how you doing?
You have an interesting question.
I do. This is my question. What do you guys think is the best way to get a pick out of an acoustic guitar? Do you go with, like, the shaking method, or do you guys use more, like, the sliding method?
I think this is a good question.
Has it happened to you, Yvonne?
It's a scientific thing.
Oh, it's happening now.
Okay. Well, I first do the sliding method first to get it right in between the two wood pieces on the back of the guitar, you know, right where the sound hole is. And then I tip it over real quick and it pops right out. And I don't know, what do you do, Emily?
I do like little shakes, so like tiddlywink little hops, and then get it in between the two things, and then I flip it real fast.
Has it happened to you on stage before?
No. Well, even if it did, we wouldn't try to get it out 30 minutes later.
That could be a really neat trick to do on stage, wouldn't it?
It could be.
Mindy and Brumall on WDRE. Hi, Mindy.
Hi. I'd like to know who your main musical inspirations were. And by the way, I love your music. You guys are great.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I saw you in concert. It was great. Your voices sound great.
Thanks.
That's what I listen for. I like to sing.
Cool.
So who were your main musical inspirations?
For me, Joni Mitchell was really the main one. Joni Mitchell and Bob Dylan.
I think for me, Neil Young and I guess Bob Dylan, you know, a little bit of like Billie Holiday and Ricky Lee Jones, some of that stuff.
1-800-223-ROCK is the phone number. How does the songwriting process go?
Well, we write individually.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I write really late at night, and I write a lot at once and just kind of let it all come out, stream of consciousness, and then I decide in the morning what it is about.
Emily?
I write during the day, usually like with a cup of tea or coffee, and I sort of write my songs like in an English paper, always censoring and building around a theme and stuff like that. It's very structured. It's a control issue, I think.
Do you feel comfortable with each other now to say that's not a good song to each other, or do you kind of say, all right?
Well, we would never say that's not a good song. I think, you know, because songs are pretty much what they are, you know. But
I guess constructive criticism, I guess.
We feel comfortable. I mean, Emily's given me some excellent ideas, and, you know, and she can ask me something and I can reflect upon it and maybe help her weed out something. But, you know, we're a partnership in that way, in that we can bring our songs to each other and fine-tune them more together.
Sandra in Chicago on Q101. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You're on with Indigo Girls.
Okay. I just wanted to say I like two of your songs the most, Southland in the Springtime and Hammer and a Nail.
Thank you.
They're incredible, and I'm from the South, and I just had a question about Hammer and a Nail. What is the general message there on that song?
That's a song about trying not to think too much and actually putting your thoughts into action. It's pretty basic, actually, basic and simple. And I use the image like the Rodin, the thinker, you know, with the chin in your hand type thing, and it's like getting away from that and getting the hammer and a nail and getting into action and try not to be overwhelmed by the problems that you want to take part in the solution.
Okay, thank you. And now we go to our good friend Jason. Hi, Jason. You're on with Indigo Girls.
Hi, Amy. Hi, Emily.
Hi. Hey.
This question is for both of you. It's a little personal, but I wanted to ask what is your religion or your religious preference? And the reason why I asked was because I think that, like, your lyrics are very indecisive and elusive about religion, especially in the songs of Secure Yourself and Prince of Darkness.
I think they're ambivalent at any rate. For me, this is Amy. I'm a very spiritual person. I'm more involved in the spirituality of nature, probably, and And I believe in a God, but I don't have a specific doctrine, I guess, anymore. I've taken a lot from different faiths that I believe are very valid things for me to live my life by, so they come out in my songs sometimes.
Emily?
I grew up as a Methodist, really, but I go to this really cool church at, I guess I won't say where, but anyway, I go to this really cool church.
And the address is...
I keep forgetting, and here's my phone number. No, I was brought up Christian, but I guess I wouldn't be called a true fundamentalist Christian by any means, because I don't believe that you have to believe in Jesus to go to heaven and things like that, so... but I believe in God, and spirituality is very important to my life, and it comes out in the songs. We try not to discriminate.
Is that how was your growing up? I mean, as far as religion goes, and then the household, is it something that you were encouraged to find out for yourself, or was it?
We went to church every Sunday. I grew up Protestant, but within my house, we were encouraged very much to explore. I have relatives that are ministers and. Mm. And stuff like that, and at my church we were encouraged to explore actually too. So I do give them credit for that.
Yeah, my dad's a minister, so obviously we grew up in the church. But he's a very liberal thinker, and he's firm believer in the beauty of the Judeo-Christian tradition. And he's by no means thinks that one faith is more important than another. So I grew up with that sort of. Both my mom and dad believe those things.
Are your family psyched about your success? And
sure.
Yeah. They're very supportive. They were there when there was only two people in the audience. You used to have to call them up and ask them to come down. So yeah. They've been there the whole time.
That's great. We'll talk to Hope in New Orleans on the Zephyr. Hope, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hey, Hope.
I'm a young singer myself. I've just produced one of my own albums. And I was wondering have you found it harder to be a woman in the industry than, say, a man? Have you ever come across anything like that?
Well, I think we have a lot of... we always talk about this together. I think that it's hard to be a woman in the world, in general. I don't think it's so hard that it's, you know... It hasn't hurt us. I don't think it's handicapped us. I think we've been able to overcome a lot of things. But I won't say that there's not discrimination and that you have to... constantly keep in mind that you're an individual and you should be proud of yourself and appearance and things like, you know, what you wear and stuff should not be the important thing. And just prove yourself, you know, without overcompensating.
Okay, Laura in Littleton on KTCL in Denver. Hi, Laura.
Hi. It's cool to talk to you. I have a question. I really want to be a songwriter, and it's just so hard when you tell people that and they kind of like laugh it off and say, well, what are you going to do in college? And I was just wondering what kind of advice you could give me for that, because I really like to hear women songwriters, and it's good to, you know, good to get that and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is just to write from your heart and to do it not really thinking about where it's going to take you or professionally or anything like that. Just start from what you truly believe and write in your own style and don't let anyone get you down. You should... always create as you want to create. And then professionally, if that's what you're talking about, pursuing it, I don't know. Amy and I were firm believers in, I don't know if you want to perform or not, but we were firm believers in playing in a lot of clubs and just constantly playing music just for the fun of it, and things sort of happen naturally. So we're sort of in that Zen school of thought about where music will take you.
Yeah, it's not like you don't have to aspire to be a songwriter. You are one.
That's
if you
right.
write songs, you're a songwriter, and you don't have to worry about it.
Be just happy about it.
Go out and play as many talent nights as you can.
There you go. Thanks very much for spending the time with us. We
thanks.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
and
thanks,
please come back in a couple of months when the new record's out and you bring guitars and play for us, okay?
We will.
The name of the new record is what?
Swampophilia.
And it'll be in record stores hopefully sometime in the spring, right?
Yeah.
Great, thank you. Indigo Girls with us live on Modern Rock Live. Come